Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Of all Israel's leaders, Joshua was one of the greatest. He's never been as well known as his predecessor Moses, but it's recorded in the Bible in the book of Joshua, chapter 11, that Joshua left nothing undone of all the Lord had commanded. What a testimony of faithfulness to the Lord that he had. But before we look at Joshua's legacy, this Bible adventure covers the distribution of land between the tribes.
Eventually, all the land was divided among the children of Israel. Everyone received a share, everyone except Joshua, who waited to the last. And he asked for the city of Timnath-Serah on Mount Ephraim. And Israel gave it to Joshua, and he rebuilt it and lived there in peace. So Israel made an end of dividing the country, and the land rested from war. Many years later, when Joshua was old and stricken in age, he called Israel together and addressed them, saying,
Ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto the Canaanites because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. But if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell.
God forbid that we should forsake the Lord.
Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen the Lord to serve him.
The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey.
So Joshua made a covenant with the people that they would serve the Lord all the days of their lives. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim. So ended a long and important chapter in the story of the people of Israel. How far they had come from bondage in Egypt, through great hardships in the wilderness, to regain the land of their ancestors, which the Lord had promised them.
In the Bible book of Joshua, there are lists of defeated kings and the areas that Joshua conquered. Joshua waged war against Israel's enemies for a long time. But the Lord had told Joshua earlier that he wouldn't drive the Canaanites out quickly, but only little by little, so that Canaan's increasing takeover would be manageable. Joshua's next task was to divide up the land of conquered Canaan for each different Israelite tribe. He had help in doing this, as God had determined the result of casting lots for each section of land, so there'd be no jealousy between the tribes over what God appointed them. The two leaders of Israel, Caleb and Joshua, were now old, and they received special inheritances for their faithfulness and courage in their service for the Lord. Those who'd been given land on the east side of the Jordan River by Moses returned to their own territory. But before they departed, Joshua urged the people to love the Lord with all their heart and soul, obey his commands, and hold fast to him. In chapter 24, Joshua gave his last speech to the leaders of Israel. He summed up the most important teachings Moses and he had given the people. God had kept his part of his covenant with Israel and given Canaan into Israel's hands. However, if the Israelites were to remain in their promised land, they needed to keep their part of the covenant by loving the Lord and obeying him fully. After this speech, Joshua died. He was 110 years old and buried in his inheritance of land. Also buried at that time were the bones of Joseph, the son of Jacob, which had been carried around by the Israelites for the best part of 50 years. Many people can look back at their early years and decide that they didn't have much of a start in life. But the amazing thing is that those who give their lives to the Lord Jesus find that God's indwelling Holy Spirit teaches and trains them in new ways that they may never have expected. As they serve the Lord, many new opportunities open up, and they're delighted that the Lord wishes to do his kingdom work through even them. When the trials of life come, believers in Jesus have this promise from Luke chapter 12, "For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." Some people like Joshua have left an amazing legacy after they were called into the presence of the Lord. Through the guidance and help of God's Holy Spirit, even a number of godly single women have achieved amazingly great things for God in their lifetimes. One such person was Ida Scudder, who was born in India in 1870 to an American medical missionary family. From the age of 6, Ida had the job of sharing out pieces of bread to starving Indian children during a famine that had swept the land. Each child received very little to ward off their hunger pains, but a little was better than having nothing at all to eat. With her father in poor health, Ida's family decided to return to America. Ida loved the comforts of America, where there was always plenty of food to go around. This made Ida decide that she would never return to India, as she wanted to live an easy life in the land of plenty. Ida grew up and went to a woman's Christian college. When her class was about to graduate, the group members spoke of their future plans. Some had thoughts of getting married and settling down. Ida, too, had her dreams of a secure life with her own Mr. Right somewhere in America. But bad news came from her parents, who had returned to their work in South India. Ida's mother was now quite ill, and her father needed her to come and take care of her. "You're going to become a missionary just like the rest of your family," teased one of the other college graduates to her. Ida's anger flared up at this. "Oh, no, I won't. I'll never be a missionary. As soon as she's better, I'll be heading right home to America." Once back in India, however, 21-year-old Ida helped her parents in their mission work. When letters from her college friends arrived, telling their news of boyfriends and parties, Ida felt incredibly homesick for America. She was feeling sorry for herself one evening when she heard footsteps out on the veranda. When Ida went out, a young Hindu man stood there. "My wife is having our first baby and something's wrong," he blurted out. "I was told that you could help." "I'm no doctor, but my father is. He'll help your wife," she replied. The young man's face fell in sadness. "Our religion does not permit a man to even look at my wife's face," Ida implored him. "But without my father's help, she may die." In disbelief, Ida watched the man's sad eyes drop to the floor as he turned to leave, whispering, "All is lost." That night, another Hindu man came to Ida with the same request for helping his wife to give birth too. He too refused her father's help for the same reason. A Muslim then also came, seeking for help for his pregnant wife. When Ida gave him the same explanation, he replied, "If you cannot help me, then it is better that my wife die rather than be seen by a strange man." With that, he bowed and left. Ida spent a sleepless night after these three events, praying for guidance. She felt that she met God that night, and he was calling her to abandon her plans and follow him. The next morning, Ida learned that all three women had died during the night. These senseless deaths had occurred because there was no female doctor available to help them. But as a little girl, Ida hadn't had enough bread to feed the starving children. But she knew that there was a way to help these hurting women of India. So Ida prayed out aloud, "God, if you want me to stay in India, I will spend the rest of my life trying to help these women." Once she chose to follow God's call, Ida never looked back. She returned to America to attend a medical college, and in 1900, Dr. Ida Scudder returned to India ready to begin her work. She found that her father was now very sick and steadily growing worse. She told her father that she couldn't work on her own and that she had hoped that he would be there to help her. But he thought he would take a long time to recover his strength before he could. So Ida set up a small clinic in the mission house, and very soon poor women came to be treated by her. It wasn't long before Ida became well known and needed a much larger place for her medical clinic. A hospital was built in 1902. Most of the patients were women who wouldn't have otherwise received any medical treatment at all. Ida found that for some in need of medical attention, the superstitions that the people believed were keeping them from coming in time. She had to think of a way to resolve this problem, and so Ida decided to make trips to the Indian women using an ox and a wagon full of medical supplies. She travelled to remote villages to treat the people where they lived. She would always pray with those whom she visited and would ask them if they had any questions about Jesus or Christianity while she was with them. Ida set her mind to train Indian women as nurses and doctors so that they could help their own people. Though no one believed the women could pass the final doctor's exam, Ida pressed on with her vision. When the medical scores were finally given out, all 14 of her students had passed their exams. Ida's dreams of teaching the Indian women to help themselves started to become a reality. She helped start a Christian medical college and hospital, which is today known around the world for its excellent research, healthcare, and disease prevention. There, Bible classes are held in 9 different languages, and chaplains pray with the patients. Dr. Ida Scudder, who once promised never to work in India, left a legacy when she died that continues to touch millions of lives each year to this very day. Ida passed into the presence of her Lord in 1960, at the age of 89. Do you desire to leave a godly legacy like that? A legacy isn't a list of accomplishments, but rather the influence that we leave on people and loved ones for future times. Everyone leaves a legacy of one type or another for others to remember them by. For some, their legacy is little, while others are respected for the effort that they made to leave this world a better place than they found it. Every dedicated Christian can leave a valuable legacy for their church, family, and peers. Your legacy begins with your relationship with God and the kingdom-focused tasks that He gives you to do in the power of the Holy Spirit. In prayer, ask for God's blessings, guidance, and protection from temptation and for when the going gets especially tough. You must act on the courage of your convictions through the enabling grace of God, because our convictions are worthless until they are converted into daily actions for living and sharing with others. What each of us is willing to die for in this life will ultimately determine what we live for each day. For parents to leave a godly legacy for the next generation, their children must be disciplined and diligently taught God's ways for their adult conduct. If you're a parent, share with your children your stories of answered prayers as well as God's goodness and faithfulness in your own lives. Your children should also understand that they need to work hard as a gift of love back to their Lord for the struggles of life to produce an unshakable trust in God. The challenge is to leave your children with a heritage, not just an inheritance. As someone once said, our children are messengers we send to a time that we will not see. Like Joshua's example as a great leader of Israel, how we should praise our God too for the dedicated lives like Ida's lived for the Lord while helping those in great need. In Proverbs 16 verse 3, always remember that it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and then it will succeed."
The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.